Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday. Ooh, I said that. Friday, 19th of May. Friday. Kind of an amazing thing when you go.
Yes.
It seemed like a few seconds ago I was saying Monday or saying last Friday. Difference between last Friday and today and next Friday will be that, well, we're closer to the Alliance for Women in Media Foundation with the upcoming 48th anniversary Gracie Awards. And why is that important to you? Well, if you listen to the radio or watch TV, you're going to have an experience with women who are important in both radio and television. And as it happens, one of them is among us. Winning a Gracie will be at the event next Tuesday night, will be our own Jay Kirshner, getting up on the stage, taking a bow, taking the award, and running to the nearest store screaming, "I don't want to have dinner."
So how do you really feel about it?
I am coming
to dinner.
I know you are.
Going to say, anyone else who is the parent of a toddler, if you have an opportunity to get some uninterrupted sleep, you are going to take it. And then, of course, my poor Daisy girl, she had massive surgery. I just picked her up yesterday. And she just wanted to be snuggled all night. And while I adored that, I also felt so bad for her.
Daisy is the family dog in the Kirshner household. Nice. Yeah, we have, both of us have daisies.
We have daisies, yes. It's a popular name.
Yeah, apparently it is, yeah. So anyway, this Tuesday evening features a special performance by Sophia Carson and Diane Warren. Presenters include Maria Shriver. I don't know who Camilla Luddington is. You know who she is?
She's an actor. She is known for Grey's Anatomy right now. She's done other things. She played Kate Middleton in a, I don't know if it was a Lifetime movie, a Hallmark movie. It was some made-for-TV movie on the beginning of Kate and William. Mm-hmm. I think it came out just before they got married. She played
Of Lifetime, the Lifetime Achievement Award, which all of these, well, no matter what the event is, whether it's the Tonys, whether it's the Emmys, whether it's the Gracies, Golden Globes, whatever, they always have a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the person being honored in that department this year by the Gracies is Marlo Thomas. Pretty much everybody knows who she is, actress, et cetera, et cetera, married to Phil Donahue, but probably best known, or maybe the most important role she has played, is the she's kind of the mother, if you will, of St. Jude's, the Children's Research Hospital, which her father, Danny Thomas, founded, late 1950s, I think, somewhere in that vicinity. So save the date, even though Jay won't be on the air, I'll be there, and Jennifer will be there, and you'll be there when I tell you the story. All right, there, that will be the highlight of the week next week for us anyway. Grandma and Grandpa, Grandma, Grandson, Grandma and the family. Well, here's a family that kind of was estranged. And so particularly the grandmother and the grandson, they got their act together, apparently. And so Joy Ryan, who's 93, and her grandson Brad, who have a lot of followers on Instagram, as it turns out, have made up, and they have made a trip. They have completed a 7-year journey to visit every single national park in America. Wow. The National Park of American Samoa in the South Pacific is where they went this past week. The 63rd and final U.S. National Park. This is kind of a good reminder of how many parks there are, because I don't know that I ever knew.
Yeah.
There were 4 or 5 that are well known, and then the rest of them are there. So 63 of them, they sort of went to the finish line in American Samoa. And so this is a goal. How many of you have goals that you're passionate about? So give it some intention, because intention is a very important thing. I intend, say to yourself, I intend to do this. Make the plans. Grandma has taught him and the rest of the world that you're never too old to show up and have an adventure.
Yes, right? And be with each other. And it was one of those things where it wasn't even a situation between the grandmother and the grandson of why they were estranged. It was just a really ugly divorce.
Yeah.
With his parents and the grandmother, the husband was her son. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all she tried to do was support her son, Brad's mom.
Yeah.
So, which we do. And, just one of those things that he was basically kind of kept from her, the grandson from the grandmother.
Right, it wasn't between
decade,
the two of them.
But
right, it wasn't
no,
before,
the estrangement, the family issues were really never between the two of them. But it's so beautiful that they were able to get back together and... have this amazing adventure. And Grandma Joy at 93 years young. Get it, ma'am.
Out there. Yep, there's a great lesson in all of this, frankly. You're never too old to forgive. You're never too old to put the pieces together again. Heal those relationships. It is not, when you leave this life, you don't want to leave it with the doors half open or half closed. Right? Look at all the photographs
the
comments and stuff from this trip.
They climbed a mountain, and I'm pretty sure that when you think of this trip that took a seven-year journey, I'm sure the COVID pandemic probably put a damper on that because they probably had to take time off.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about, not much. We'll talk a little about George Santos. Kind of a waste of time. But the Republicans have been challenged, if you will, by some blunt messaging from other Republicans. For example, Representative Jasmine Crockett, who's from Texas, has been talking to other Republicans this week and said, quote, if you care about crime, get rid of George Santos. I thought she was a Republican, but I guess she's a Democrat. Anyway, so she was elected to represent parts of Dallas, where you are, James. James Collins at the controls in our studio, in the main studio in Dallas. This is something that's all over conversationally. Interesting, because most people think that Texas is all Republican. Then it's not. There are lots of different areas. One of the good things, even though people assume this, that, and the other thing, it's not a good idea to assume anything, no matter what the circumstances, because the old expression, when you assume something, it makes an ass out of you and me. So, anyway, the speech where she was talking about what was going on crime-wise in the country circled around to George Santos and what a criminal he is and how he's being investigated by the FBI. And the fact that he's been indicted on 13 counts, felony counts, but the Republicans aren't doing anything, which I find interesting because many Republicans were critical. Now, because there has been a formal move to get rid of him, the Republicans are standing in line saying, no, you can't get rid of him. It gives the Republicans a pretty bad look.
Well, it just seems like it goes along the lines of, we don't care who's in there as long as it's our party. And I don't mean that in
He'll
the sense of only
us.
Republicans. I mean any political party seems to have that mentality.
Yep. So, anyway, there are lots of things that have been going back and forth this week. The communications director that he had, Santos had, has resigned her post. And she...
she let him have it.
Yeah, she sure did. Yep, yeah. She is a prominent Republican advisor, worked for a number of Republican the senators and congressmen that have been from that area. She directed her message by saying, unfortunately, you never took one point of professional advice that I gave you. This is something that the colleagues that you have, the people of New York that elected you, and most importantly, me, I feel we've got to tell people who you are, what you're all about. So, listen, we all have laughed about this, but really it's not funny. And the other, beside not being funny, but the fact that people were dumb enough, because some of this came out, but nobody really, the news media, you know, you hold them responsible to a point because it's kind of their job to run through, you would think. They certainly do it with enough individuals. You know, this person burped when they were 13, so don't vote for him. That kind of stuff. So here's this guy making fraudulent statements everywhere and in official material as well. He certified all kinds of things that were big lies. Money, things he did. And yeah, we all have, we've read all this stuff, we've heard all this stuff, so it'll be interesting to see how News Nation, for example, takes this, because they are pretty good, pretty even-handed about examining. Well, they already have. Anyway, is he Jewish? Is he Catholic? Is he Protestant? No matter, it depends on who he's talking to, right? You meet with a Jewish group, I'm Jewish.
And also, in one hand, why does it matter? But what we do know about him is he is a liar.
Yep. Big fat liar, George Santos. Boo! Boo! That's not too mature, but listen, what the heck. Here's something that's good as you're maturing. Balance 7. This is something I really like talking about this because I'm getting back feed. I'm getting feedback from folks who are responding to this commercial, responding to the message, responding to how good Balance 7 is. Did I tell you it tasted good? No, I didn't tell you that because it doesn't taste good. But what does it do for your body? Fabulous things. So if you want to eat lots of pepperoni pizza and you don't want to have heartburn, then this is the trick for you. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Get the deal. Mention my name, Doug, and you get $15 off the order. You get free shipping. You get a bottle of another product from the same company called My Smooth Skin, and you get a money-back guarantee. Your body can defend you from all and everything that might attack you, because health starts in the gut. So if you balance the acid and the alkaline in your system, you're going to be A-OK. So let's get at it. Call 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com and help yourself to health.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Friday the 19th of May. Time for us to dig around in the celebrity department, Jay. Find out what social media has to say, if that's the correct, what's in print. It doesn't have to say it because there's no audio with it, but there is a lot of focus on Priscilla Presley and the ruling that came out this week that she gets a lot of the a piece of the action, if you will, because she's responsible for the success pretty much of all of the events at Graceland and Elvis's heritage and the money that's being made. So there is something else, though, that you'll find very interesting about Priscilla Presley and what she wants for her future. Get that right after this word.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
And boy, didn't his temperature rise when he was around Priscilla, who now is 77 years old. She says Elvis was the love of her life. They met when she was 14 and he was, what, 19 or something like that? He'd just gone into the service. She was the daughter of some diplomat who was stationed in France or Germany, wherever Elvis was stationed. So they got together, they got married, they had a daughter, Lisa Marie, and then he went kind of off the reservation. The drugs did that to him. He had lots of excursions, but there always was, and apparently always will be, a love that the two of them shared that was very unique. And actually, even though Elvis wasn't perfect, it's kind of a neat reality. I don't think she married again, did she? Did Priscilla marry after?
Yes, she did. She had one other. She had a son.
Another child. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's when you think about it, Priscilla and Elvis were married from 1967 and then split in 1972. Mm-hmm. And their relationship was so strong that we still think of Elvis and Priscilla.
Yeah.
They were an iconic couple that really stood the test of time even in their divorce, because she was still a partner of his in the business sense. She helped make him the highest earning deceased celebrity. She's the reason Graceland really exists in the way that it does right now.
Yeah. She married a guy named Marco Garibaldi, but she called Elvis the love of her life. And to that point, now that her daughter, their daughter, is dead and buried, Priscilla this week said that she's made arrangements with what is left of the family. Her wish was, and apparently, it was for everybody in the family, that she be buried there when she dies. And she says, I'm not planning on going anywhere very quickly, but when the time comes, I want to be laid to rest next to the love of my life and my daughter. And so that is going to be, and her grandson. So that's going to happen. Anyway, this is something that is kind of, when you think about it, it's unique. Anyway, have you ever been to Graceland? I'm sure you have been.
I have not. No, I've never
been
to Memphis.
Oh, I've been there, and it's the start of the thing. Well, a couple of startling things: the size of the house and how it is inside, and then when you go walk around in the back to see where everybody's buried, it really is. It's like spellbinding to see all the graves right there. So she's going to join them when it's her time. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just the other week, I was doing a remote broadcast from Southern California, and one of my good friends is perhaps one of the top pet masseuse or masseuses in the country. It's kind of interesting because Pam came down and we were looking at some of the animals, and you know, I've known her for years, and I kind of instituted the whole idea that pet massage is a good thing when I wrote some of my early books. But when we started talking, I found out it's not just pet massage anymore. You have choices. It could be Swedish, it could be acupressure, it could be stretching, it could be myofascial, it could be aromatherapy, it could be cold stone massage, or even yoga ball exercises. And now I'm hearing about Pilates for dogs as well. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that your dog enjoys, as long as it's fun, as long as it's healthy, it's good for me. But massage is important, not only for making your dog feel better emotionally, but physiologically. If there's any lumps or bumps or sore spots, you'll know about it right away, and you can take care of them before they actually do become a problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling, and how Speaker Kevin McCarthy is also feeling good.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place, because we got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner, with all the knowledge and all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
At the G7 summit, the leaders of the world's biggest industrial democracies have approved a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over the war in Ukraine. A good morning for SpaceX. The private company successfully launched one of its Falcon 9 rockets from Cape Canaveral this morning. This one's carrying nearly 24 Starlink communication satellites. An apology from Spirit Airlines to a Los Angeles family that was told they would only need passports to fly from L.A. to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's a U.S. territory, and no passport is needed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Roberta Fasanelli was my partner on the air. She was the ultimate New Yorker. And it was talking in New York. All the other things that happened to come out of the mouths of babes from Unork City, is what my daughter used to call it, when she would mix all the words up. Unork, I want to go to Unork, Dad. And so that's where actually I'm going to have a little fun with the family in a couple of weeks. And you know, I've been to New York for quite a long time, and so I'm going to go to New York twice in 2 weeks. One will be the Talkers Convention that's held on the 2nd of June. Can you believe that's 2 weeks from today?
That is so difficult to believe.
Yeah. Woo-wee. And then next week after that, go down to chase Jasper around New York, actually in Brooklyn. That'll be a fun thing along the waterway there.
Oh, that's great.
Well, they're going to see Sophie, Brennan's wife, has some clients in New York they want to go see, and they want to go to some museums. And I was thinking about how vast, with some of the conversation we're having about the national parks and what treasures those are. We also have in America some fabulous museums, all kinds of museums. And this week, the International Council of Museums held a meeting called the Crusade for Museums. The International Museum Community debating the theme Museums and Education. The strategy for museum accessibility is something that's important. I guess that comes with, you know, the thinking about how hard it is sometimes. I was thinking about getting up the steps of a museum in New York, right? Have you ever been there?
No, not the New York one.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think it's all a part of what we, it's culture, but then it's more than that. It's ideas, it's channeling things that promote. Do I like all of the museums? No. I think some of them are boring as you know what.
There
are other things. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're really boring. Well, you go to a lot of the science museums. Those are the museums that I'm most interested in. Space museum, science museums.
Those are cool. Natural history museums.
Yeah.
I like the art museums, the modern art.
If it's a museum,
I love it.
One of the things that I learned by going to a historical and, an historical museum, were some things that are common American thoughts that are not true. Events, stories about people. For example, George Washington never chopped down a cherry tree. Did you know that? He never, the old business about, please tell me you both know the story about.
Yes, yeah, about how George, he never lied or whatever.
Right, and then yeah, that was all, that was a big lie. No, it didn't happen. Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb. He was a participant. He, through his life, had over 1,000 patents to his name, and he worked on the light bulb. He was the main mover, but the person who ought to be credited with him for doing the, for coming up with what worked, the formula that actually worked, was Humphrey Davy. He was the one that provided the first light bulb was actually an electric street light. If you didn't know that, and then there's a fellow named James Bowman Lindsay, who was involved in that as well, sealing a glass bulb and then getting it to work. It was called an incandescent. That was the old, before the LEDs, they were around forever and ever and ever. Marie Antoinette did not say, let them eat cake. Which is something, these funny things that people come up with, they become, you know, rumors, and then they become fact, and they aren't really. William Tell did not shoot an apple off of his son's head. All those stories about William Tell, you know those stories, right? Didn't you learn those? Right? No. William Tell Overture, which was written in 1804, it was actually done from a French opera. It didn't have really anything to do with William Tell. And Paul Revere didn't yell, the British are coming, the British are coming. He said something else. It was basically the same thing, but when we're so, you know, the poem, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, and one if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore, will be, that sort of, that memorialized the event. But he did, and he did warn a lot of households of the battle and the soldiers being coming, the British are coming, but he didn't really say it like that. It was a different sort of thing in a profane way. It was kind of the effing. Yes, that word was around back then. So
I feel like it's that way in a lot of movies or quotes that the most popular quotes people say all the time weren't even the actual quote that was said.
No, not at all. Elijah Muhammad making history as he accepts a diploma from Oklahoma City Community College this week. Family says he became the youngest black student to graduate with a degree in computer science and cybersecurity. He enrolled at Oklahoma City Community College in August of 2020. Made history as the youngest black college student. Let's see here. He said, quote, I didn't really understand the full impact of all of it until my dad fully explained it. and was, okay, you're really doing this? You're the youngest person to ever do this. He has four diplomas from the school. Four. His sister says he's the smartest person I know. 15 years old, graduating from college. I like them apples. He's in a graduate degree right now at Ohio State, but graduating from undergrad with...
13.
Put yourself in that position. Hey, good for him. All right, let's talk about Dianne Feinstein, who seems to be kind of fumbling and mumbling her message, mostly because she has a problem with her brain, literally and figuratively. She suffered brain inflammation from the shingles that she's been dealing with. And you wish her well. You think, okay, this is tough. Encephalitis, isn't that what it's... That's what it's called, I think, isn't it? Something like that. Some kind of a inflammation. I think it's called encephalitis. So she had... In February, she was told she had shingles. So she stepped away from the Senate and was recovering. And then a lot of her colleagues said, well, you know, you're 89. Why don't you just resign? And the governor of California will appoint somebody who'll be just like you, except not old. And so she said, nope, I don't think so. She stayed there and has now said she'll retire at the end of her current term, which isn't until January of 2025. And she'll be, what, 92 then. We talk about Priscilla. I'm making no judgment here because I think ageism is lousy, but I think being sick like that, not being able to participate, does kind of get in the way of getting things done.
Yes.
But to go back to Priscilla Presley for a minute and the deal about being buried next to Elvis and her daughter and the rest of the family, Elvis died 46 years ago. Think about that. He was dead. He died when he was 42. So he's been dead longer than he was alive. And as you pointed out, one of the amazing realities is that he and the empire that's been created basically by Priscilla, he made a lot of money when he was alive, but he also spent a lot of money. And so there wasn't much. I think there were $8-10 million in the estate when he died in 1977. But now the estate is worth well over $1 billion. Think about that. And the guy's dead.
Yeah.
It really is pretty amazing. Seven inmates have been hospitalized in Washington. Emergency response incident resulted in seven inmates going to a local hospital. 23 emergency response units went. This is something out when I say Washington, I'm talking about Washington State, not Washington, D.C. And one wonders, how did they get fentanyl? They're in jail, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
How did they get a hold?
Fentanyl exposure. What is going on?
Right. This the jail, the prison system, penal system in this country is like way whacked. If it's that easy for these guys to get it inside, and then why do you want to take it in the first place?
Well,
why?
And that's why fentanyl is so scary. I think fentanyl is the one I'm thinking of. That's why it's so scary. Where we have seen accidental overdoses where somebody didn't ingest it, somebody didn't take it, they touched it. Because you can see through your skin.
Dangerous, it was.
I didn't know they touched it. Like, I think there was a toddler, a little girl at a rental, a vacation home rental situation,
mm-hmm.
that apparently the previous people had a party. They didn't clean it well enough, and there was stuff on the countertop, and she touched it.
Yep. Not good. The Disney folks, once again, kicking DeSantis in the butt. This guy has a death wish, I think. Although, here he is. He's talking about, we're going to run. I love the way these politicians, we are going to run for president. Really? Who's running with you? More like, who's running against you? So with his, I know he doesn't see it this way. And who knows, maybe the rest of us are all wrong. But when you go to war with Disney, in a state where Disney is as important as it is, is he really this tied to all of these initiatives that he's associated with? You were telling me off the air, Jay, a little bit ago, the information that you had was about this new gay thing and how much further it goes whether it's don't say gay is not, if that's not really what it's about. I mean, it's not about that verbiage, but yet it is about that philosophy. So now Disney announcing yesterday they are canceling completely plans to relocate thousands of its employees from California to Florida. They were going to put in a new division, one of the Disney Parks experiences and product. I guess the guy that actually runs the parks said that they are no longer going to build a new campus in Orlando. Done. Finished. He said, quote, given the considerable changes that have occurred since the announcement of this project last year, the idea is now dead, D-E-A-D, dead. And, of course, it's because of all of the focus that has come to Disney because DeSantis and the business about what, you know, I know, this is something I would never get into on either side were it to be me. You know, whatever DeSantis thinks he's gaining, does he really think this way? Do you think DeSantis actually does?
Oh, yes, I do. I think he stands behind everything he says. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Well, in the Disney, the decision to move the California-based Imagineering staff, a lot of them apparently didn't want to go. They didn't want to have to relocate to Florida. Mm-hmm. They wanted to stay in California. So I'm sure some people are happy about the situation, but still.
Well, it's cheaper to run a business, at least in California, than it is in it's cheaper to run in Florida than it is in California. So I just think that all he's doing is giving Trump a hand, a leg up, if you will, certainly in that state. It's 12 minutes for the hour, and this is Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out the cobwebs, boys and girls. 53 after the hour, Friday the 19th of May. It's food, farm, and family time on Good Day. Find all the information that's pertinent to what's happened this week in the food department, the farm department, the connection to your family by going to foodfarmfamily.com. You can find the weekly adventure from the American Family Farmer as well. And so we start with yet another recall. A company called Zestri Food issuing an allergy alert, Jay, on undeclared fish in jars of Italian classic pasta sauce at Wegmans. So these are 24-ounce jars. So the simple fix for this, I've had this. I like this particular pasta sauce, the one that has mushrooms in it. But there's some anchovies in some of it that's not there.
They weren't declared, yes.
A lot of people have a serious allergic reaction to anchovies. So if you have any Diavolo, I think that's how you pronounce it, Diavolo pasta sauce you bought at Wegmans, bring it back. Because this is for Wegmans stores all over their network. They're all over the Northeast. So bring them back. Get your money back and get some money. There's no illness that's yet been reported. This is something you wonder again how they find these things, how they become aware of them. But this is a pretty serious thing, especially if you're allergic to this, to the anchovies. So return them to the Wegmans where you bought them, get a full refund, and get money for your time. All right? That's the word we have from the recall department. Here's the story of Shane McColgan, who's from Carver, Massachusetts, opened a food pantry that serves a lot of people. He's a teenager, started this pantry, 7 years old. He's died, got cancer. This is a lousy story.
Yes, isn't it? Yeah.
He battled leukemia
for about 500 days.
Oh, my God, that's hard.
Died surrounded by family and friends, but 16 years old. So young, but what an amazing amazing human being.
For somebody that to be that conscious.
Yeah, 7 years old.
You've
got
to be an old soul.
Pantry, and yep. His parents and his family are going to continue. Shane gives Good. Thanks the food yep. pantry.
Yep. All right. Here's another pasta story. This is a big problem in Rome and all over Italy, apparently. So Italy's government has convened crisis conversation to investigate the reasons behind the surge in prices for pasta. This certainly is an important cultural tool that they have in Italy. Country's Minister for Enterprise chairing the commission. The pasta producers, all they can think of is pasta fagioli. They put them together, discussing what can be done to bring down the cost of pasta, which the price of pasta has gone up 17% since last March. What the heck's going on? They must have a problem getting the wheat that they use to make these pastas, among other things. Double the measure of consumer price inflation that Italy has experienced, like everybody else around the world. The inflation rate is crazy because of COVID and lots of other things. But anyway, after the talks, the commission said prices were already showing some signs of decreasing because of the pressure. But imagine, if you're planning a trip to Italy this summer, are you going to be able to get pasta? Can you afford pasta?
Yeah. Well, and what's it going to mean for the U.S. with, what is it, Bertolli? That's the most popular selling brand across the globe, really. They're based in Italy. What's going to happen there?
They have not only spaghettis, but don't they have, like, olive oil under their brand as well? I remember seeing that on the shelves of stores. Yeah, I think so. So there's a big problem. Here's an update on Selena Gomez. She's going to have not one, but two new cooking shows on the Food Network. Who would have thought it? She must be, she's a good cook, I'm guessing, right? That's how she gets away.
It seems
she's
like it, yeah.
Thought of as not a cook, but a star.
A singer, an actor.
Yeah.
And apparently one heck of a chef.
Really? Isn't that interesting? So the food, what does she like to cook? What are her specialties? Like, she's had lots of famous people on with her, and she's been on lots of famous food shows. I've never understood what the thing is about food, but man, are these shows popular?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Some people love these cooking shows or these like restaurant makeover shows.
Valerie Bertinelli's got a show.
And I think it's a lot of times if you also like to cook, not only like to eat, but if you like to cook, these are great recipes and they show you how to do it visually rather than just reading the words of the recipe.
The teleprompter stuff. All right. Well, so there you have it, folks. All the news that's fit to hear from the food department on the Good Day program. Again, foodfarmfamily.com is where you can catch up on all this info. You found yourself with the Good Day, boys and girls, at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.